Here's the thing. I just remember that there used to be a podcaster that on Cinco de Mayo had the most racist fucking meal ever. He had chips and salsa on Cinco de Mayo, which was so fucking racist.
Chicken and dumplings.
No. He had. Do you know who that? He's no longer a podcaster, and thank God, because he was just very racist. And
would have to be Arthur.
No.
Oh.
You know what? I know we're already over time. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna play this video.
Hi everyone. Today we're in my kitchen because I'm gonna show you how to make scrambled eggs in the microwave. Come on.
He has completely run out of ideas about videos. He over on his YouTube channel. This is that racist podcaster I was talking about. Over
is
on
he his, doing that currently?
Yes. This was like posted like on the 13th.
So he's moved from the audio format to the video format now?
Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He has completely run out of ideas. He's no longer a podcaster, and thank God.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2938 of the BFO for right. The 3rd of May, 2019, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to catch up on some e-letters, maybe even some voice letters. Yes, be ready. Y'all, for those of you who are longtime listeners of the BFO, y'all, this was one of the new segments that Big Fatty started when he first started the BFO. And y'all, that music heralded the segment which I called Memory Lane Music. And y'all, it was about music from TV programs. You know, y'all, the TV programs used to have theme music. I thought today, since it's Memory Lane Month, I thought I would bring back the very first Memory Lane music. Y'all, see if you can figure out what it is. But I bet he could. But y'all, do you know what that TV program was? Yes, Betty, I know. It was one of your favorites. It's true. Y'all, that was from the 1976. Big Betty, Alex the Fan wasn't even born then. It's true. TV series called Family. And y'all, Family was an American television drama series that aired on ABC from 1976 to 1980. Y'all, it had a total of 86 episodes, and, it featured Seda Thompson. Y'all, she's a fabulous actress. Now, I'm sure Alex Lefebvre and old Steve the Tater know who Seda Thompson is. You're very, very, accomplished, What am I trying to say? Actress. And y'all, it had James Broderick on there. They were Kate and Doug Lawrence. They were a happily married middle-aged couple living at in Pasadena, California. And they had three children. Nancy, originally portrayed by Elaine Hailvale, and later by Meredith Baxter Burney, Willie, who was played by Gary Frank, and Letitia, nicknamed Buddy, who was played by Christy McNichol. Yes, Big Fatty. An early episode establishes that the couple had another son, Timothy, who had died 5 years prior. Y'all, it was just a lovely, lovely show, and I don't know if it's available anywhere, but y'all, if you can find it on the YouTubes or the Netflix, or you know, they may have those commemorative movie boxes of it. Y'all, it's just a wonderful, wonderful show. And y'all, if you don't do anything else, go and watch the opening segment of it. Yes, Big Freddy. This weekend, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, today, for right, the 3rd of May, y'all, is an extremely important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you hear about this at the end of every little show, the Rob Nelson Lindley Podcasting Network. Well, y'all, today it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network. Y'all, it's Mr. Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo. Be ready, we love the chairman of the board. It's true. And y'all, Rob Lindley, he has been on the Daily Purge. Yes, Big Fatty, came out about once a week. It's true, with a jungles. And then he was on the PNS Explosion there for a while. Yes, Big Fatty, he was the S when Scott left. Then he was also on that How Much Do We Love with that Sarah Davis that went away, but y'all, it's back. So, I've never met Rob, but, and y'all, he's one of the ones that sings on the Voice Letter song along with the drumming gloves. And y'all, then on Satney, y'all, I've met this gentleman once out in the Lost Wages at the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty, he had been, was overserved, if I remember correctly. He may have been overserved, but all good. Y'all, he is the husband. He is the husband of Christina from Greetings from Nowhere. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Bob Hill. Bob Hill! Big Fatty, is there a cartoon about him? Yeah, I think so. But y'all, if you see Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo, the chairman of the board, or Bob Hill, or Christina, she can pass the message along. Y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I might just mention Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo. He's also a very accomplished actor. Y'all, he's kind of the Seda Thompson of Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. He's in the Phantom of the Opera touring company. But y'all, if you see him on the 20 or the Faceplace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Happy, happy birthday to you. Well, thank you, Alex Lefebvre. Don't have a whole lot to report. Y'all, I could not reach my mother, so I don't have a roller coaster report. Couldn't reach her, on her phone. You have to hit the end button on it before you put it back in the cradle, and the cradle just holds it. It doesn't actually hang up. And y'all, I think she's forgotten to hit the end call button, so I couldn't reach her. But I'll get her. Yes, McFaddy, you'll get her sometime soon. And last evening I was sitting here in the village. Y'all, I did make my shake and bake poke chops. Yes, McFaddy, and I helped. And y'all, that's raisinettes. Dark chocolate covered raisinettes. And I was sitting here, and then McFaddy. And y'all, this was a brand new gentleman caller. He was 25, something like that. And he goes, "Oh, Big Freddy, I have got to come try out this special chair." And I said, "Well, okay, come on." And y'all, so this happened.
Mystery Day, are you ready?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! And y'all, okay, yes, y'all, yes, squeaky gentleman caller. It's been a good couple of weeks here. Yes, McFaddy. And his screen name is I Like Old, or I Like Older Men, or something like that. So y'all, he got here, and I said, well, the first question, of course, is why do you like older men? And he goes, I don't know. And I said, well, you know, the thing is, if we were all the same, it'd be a very boring world. And with that, y'all, it was just lovely. And we had a lovely, lovely visit. Not a lot of talking. You know, your mama always tells you don't talk with your mouth full. Benny. Y'all, when he got ready to leave, he says, I'd really like to come back. And I said, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, who knows? Maybe he'll be back, too. And y'all, then on Thursday morning, y'all, I started getting hit on by this other 26-year-old that wants to try out the special chaya. So he may be coming by after I finish recording this little show. Y'all slept okay on hump day night. Watched the Jeopardy and the Survivor. And the Big Run, y'all, all were very good. Y'all have to listen. Sunday night, we'll have that Survivors Ready recap show with the Fed Driver and Sam in the Hinterlands and old Crooked Hat and Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And then y'all got up and had my brofkas and my coffee and read the paper, and y'all, then I went for my morning nipple walk, and it was warm, but there was a breeze blowing. Y'all, if there's air movement, Big Fatty, unless you're tooting it, y'all, it's a good thing. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all got back, and y'all, I had gotten a phone call from my exterminator company that they were coming this next Wednesday, the 10th, no, the 8th, to do my annual termite inspection. Big Fatty, thank goodness you said annually. I thought you were going to say anal termite inspection. No, but maybe that was vulgar. So y'all, I went out. You know, you can't have your plants touching the structure of the house. So y'all, I went out and I trimmed all of those limbs and all that were actually touching the villa, and put them in a bag and everything. And y'all, I felt rather accomplished, but I was sweaty. I was very sweaty. So I came in and got my shirt and went out and sat on the veranda of the villa. My neighbor, Sebastian, came out and got in his hammock with his shirt off. It was just lovely. And y'all, I wasn't able to snap a picture for Hendrick, but go ahead and blame it on Hendrick. Anyway, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, I have gotten several voice letters, and y'all, I just hadn't had a chance to get around to those, but I do have them, and I do appreciate them. Y'all, I got an e-letter a while back in April the 24th, from Stacy up there in the Hillsborough, and he says, hey, McFadden, glad to hear your mother is up and about. I can identify with you in regards to being at peace with your mother's health. I, too, was at peace when my father passed away. I knew he would no longer be suffering, and he had lived a long life and was ready to be at rest. On a funny note, Ron and I, now y'all, I've met Stacy and Ron. When they came to Charleston. Ron and I live across the street from the office park where the Adam and Eve. Yeah, this is funny. Where the Adam and Eve / Adam Male headquarters and warehouse are located in the tiny little Hillsborough, North Carolina community. We had a few bouts with tornadoes last Friday. And afterwards, the only thing I kept thinking about was, what if the tornado hit the warehouse and there would be dildos and cock rings everywhere in the neighborhood? Take care of yourself and don't get too hot on your nipple walks. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for that. And, you know, if that happens, we need to have some pictures. And, you know, I can give you the mailing address of the villa if you need to be ready. Lamont Cranston has sent something that's very timely. He says, for Cinco de Mayo, he says, hey, Big Freddy, Poodle and Assorted Squeaky, hi. I heard you all mention my name today, and of course, that encouraged me to e-letter you. I'm very excited because this is the 1 week a year that the Salsa Factory, we are allowed to deviate and bring in other Mexican goodies. I'm not an expert in the kitchen nor a fan of the potluck, so I will probably bring some Corona and a plastic lime. Big Freddy, congratulations on the Goggle Maps immortality. Both of my parents are immortalized on the Goggle in different locations, and so is Sister Cranston and two Aunts Cranston. A few years ago, the Goggle camera caught a woman in England doing a testicular catsig on a man with her mouth near an overpass. Good thing you were only out walking walking your nippers when you met the paparazzi. I'm sorry Poodle missed out. Keeping you in my thoughts and the family business. Well, Lamont, thank you. Okay, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, it is on Sunday. It is Cinco de Mayo's. And yes, Big Freddy, and racist chips and salsa for everyone. It's true. And y'all, that's also the day that my friend George passed away. And y'all, I always get a kerfuffle because my friend George, he loved to eat, but he hated Mexican food. And he died on the day that everyone is Mexican. Yes, Big Freddy, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Biba and old Cricket Hat from the old Dubious Intentions. And Daniel, what are people going to say about the BFO on July 30th?
He has completely run out of ideas. He's no longer a podcaster, and thank God.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Oh, Big Fatty, the old gal beat you to it, but you can still copy her by quitting.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.